Sparks.com.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the Way Back Sundays with Johnny Show here on CFRC 119 FM. We're sitting on the other side of the second hour here, and once again, I would like to pay tribute to none other than the Irish music of long ago. Yes, I would also like to remind y'all that we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios located on the St. Lawrence Seaway of Cornwall, Ontario, where this is taped weekly, being heard over historic CFRC 119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, also in Oshawa area through www.oshawarocks.com and all points in between. Before we start the second hour of this morning's program, I would like to pay tribute and celebrate the music of Ireland with a legendary guest from County Donegal, who will be celebrating with us St. Patrick's Day on March 16th. That's the Sunday before St. Patrick's Day, and is none other than Margot, Queen of Irish Country Music. So with that, let's pay tribute to two classics by Margot. First of all, it's going to be A Trip Through Ireland. Following that, it will be another all-time favorite by Margot titled Any Town in Ireland Would Be Home. With that, I'd like to welcome you all to the 9 o'clock hour here on CFRC 119 FM.
People here in Ireland take for granted of the country where we live. You'll only realize it when you've left it. And 20 years ago, that's what I did. All across the USA I traveled, and many famous sights I can recall. But none of them were half as nice as Ireland, 'cause Ireland is most beautiful of all. So let me take you on a trip through Ireland, down along the coast of Donegal, through Sligo, Galway, Limerick to Killarney, place that is the fairest of the on up through the Midlands, up to Dublin, to Cavan and Fermanagh and Tyrone. And when your trip is over, you'll agree with me that Ireland is most beautiful of all. Places I have spoken of. There's other sights too many here to mention. Right here in this land I'll always love. So I'll stay here until my days are over, knowing that I'm where I want to be. And nevermore again I leave my home. Ireland is the only place for me. And I can take you on a trip through Ireland, down along the coast of Donegal, through Sligo, Galway, Limerick to Killarney, the place that is the fairest of them all. On up through the Midlands, up to Dublin, to Cavan and Fermanagh and Tyrone. And when your trip is over, you'll agree with me that Ireland is most beautiful of all. Yes, Ireland is most beautiful of all. Chicago all alone, looking at the rain coming down, and it mentioned Donegal. Then it gave a mention to Tyrone. The words don't mean nothing when you're sitting in a bar, when any town in Ireland would be home. Sunday morning, when any town in Ireland would be home. Another record mention, Galway and Mayo, Roscommon, Dublin and Athlone. The bar me what town I came from. I said any town in Ireland would be home. Any town in Ireland would be home. Just a cottage by a river all alone. But I'm sitting in a bar room in Chicago Sunday morning, when any town in Ireland would be home.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor, none other than our beloved mascot and best friend, furry friend at that, Simbush the Wonder Husky. With her weekly top picks. These are, as always, keeping with the tradition of the tribute artists of today, our tribute to the Irish Rovers. Simbush's top favorites will be, of course, Irish Rover songs. So let's begin with Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. Then we'll follow with the biplane Evermore. And we'll wrap up this selection of great Irish classics with another all-time favorite titled The Marvelous Toy. With that, I'd like to welcome y'all to the Wayback Sundays with Johnny show, and also thank Simbush, our beloved fur baby, for her contribution to today's program. Welcome, and friends, here is the Irish Rovers once again.
Winkin', blinkin', and nod one night, sailed off in a wooden shoe, sailed on a rubber of crystal light into a sea of dew. Where are you going and what do you wish? The old moon asked the three. You've come to fish for the herring fish that live in this beautiful sea. Nets of silver and gold have we, said Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. The owl moon laughed and sang a song. They rocked in the wooden shoe, and the wind that sped them all night long ruffled the waves of June. The little stars were the herring fish that lived in the beautiful sea. Cast your nets wherever you wish, never afeard are we. So cried the stars to the fishermen three, Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. All night long their nets they threw to the stars in the twinkling foam. Then down from the skies came the wooden shoe, bringing the fishermen home. 'Twas all so strange a trip it seemed, as if it could not be. Some folk thought 'twas a dream they dreamed of sailing that beautiful sea. But I shall name you the fishermen three, Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. Blinkin' are two little eyes, and
short as a little head, and the wooden shoe that sealed the skies as a wee one's trundled bed. So close your eyes and I will sing of wonderful sights that be. You shall see the beautiful things as you rock on the misty sea, where the old shoe rock the fishermen free, winkin', blinkin' and
all. Way out in London Air, and hangar number 4, a lonely little biplane left whose name was Evermore. His working days were over, no more would he sail. Upon his wings above the clouds flying the Royal Mail.
Bye, bye, biplane, once upon a sky plane. Bye, bye, hush-a-bye, lullaby.
All the mighty jet planes would look down their nose. They laugh and say, oh, I'm so glad that I'm not one of those. And Evermore would shake away the teardrops from his wings and dream of days when he again could do heroic things.
Bye, 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 plane, once upon a sky plane. Bye, bye, hush-a-bye, lullaby.
Then one day the fog and rain had closed the airport down, and all the mighty jet planes were helpless on the ground. When a call came to the airport for a mercy flight, 'twould be too late, they could not wait, someone must fly tonight. And he rolled the little biplane out to runway number 5, and though he looked so small and weak, he knew he could survive. And as he rose into the storm, the big jets hung their wings, and they hope someday, like Evermore, to do heroic things.
Bye, 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 plane, once upon a sky plane. Bye, bye, hush-a-bye, lullaby, plane.
So, me baby bundle, I have spun a tale for you. You must learn there's nothing in this world that you can't do. Do not be discouraged by circumstance or size. Remember Evermore and set your sights up in the skies.
Bye, 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 plane, once upon a sky plane. Bye, bye, hush-a-bye, lullaby, plane.
When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my daddy homeward came one night and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was, with many colours bright, and the moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. For it went zip when it moved, up when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
First time that I picked it up, I got a big surprise, for right on its bottom was two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one and then the other, then I twisted its lid, and when I set it down again, this is what it did.
It went zip when it moved, when it stopped, whirr, when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
First march left, and then it marched right, then it marched under a chair, and when I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. I started to cry, and my daddy laughed. He knew that I would find, when I turned around, the marvelous toy came.
came a-chugging from behind. Went zip when it moved, pop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Years have gone by, so quickly it seems. Now I have me own little boy. And yesterday I gave to him me marvelous little toy. His eyes nearly popped right out of his head, and he gave a squeal of glee. Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me. It still goes
zip when it moves, pop when it stops, whirr when it stands still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Long time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen.
Hello there, this is George Miller of the Irish Rovers, and you're listening to Johnny Woodlock on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Keep listening. Yoo!
You're never gonna see no unicorn.
Oh yes, friends, following those Irish Rovers classics, we're back here with some more great Irish Rovers classics, as picked by none other than our littlest member of our morning team, yes, Gunny the Dachshund. As we welcome Lil Gunny to our program this morning, we have some great classics of the drinking songs of Irish Rovers music. So let's salute these songs with, first of all, an all-time classic by the Irish Rovers titled Whiskey in a Jar. Then we'll follow with an all-time classic titled Lily the Pink. And we'll wrap up this set of Gunny's top favorites of this week of Irish Rovers music with none other than one of my all-time favorites that I'm so glad she picked, and it is called Whiskey on a Sunday. With that, we would like to celebrate along with you these classics of the Irish Rovers country music. And just remind y'all that on March 5th, that's coming up, the Irish Rovers will be attending a show and doing a show in Brockville, Ontario on March 5th. You can find out more by going to www.brockvilleartcenter.ca.
I was going over the Cork and Kerry mountains. I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first bit her me pistol and then I drew me rapier. I said, send and deliver, for you are a grand savior. Usher in the manu da mada, whack full the daddy o, whack full the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and she swore she never would betray me. But the devil take that woman, for you know she can't be easy. Wish her in the madoo-da-ma-da, whack full the daddy-o, whack full the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I went up to me chamber, up for to take a slumber. I dreamt of gold and jewels, and sure it was the wonder. For Jenny drew me charges, filled them up with water, sent for Captain Farrell to be ready at the slaughter. Wish you in the madoo da mada, whack full the daddy-o, whack full the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. It was early in the morning, before I rose to travel, up came a band of birdmen, and with them Captain Farrell. I reached out for me pistols, Jenny drew me rapier. I couldn't fire the water, so prisoner I was taken. Wish you in the madoo da mada, whack full the daddy-o, whack full the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Well, if anyone could aid me, it's me brother in the army. I could find a station in Cork or in Killarney. And if he'll come and join me, we'll go roving in Kilkenny. He'll surely treat me fairer than me darling sporting Jenny. Wish her in the madoo-da-ma-da, whack full the daddy-o, whack full the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. But some take delight in the fishing and the bowling. Some take delight in the parish wheels rolling. I take delight in the juice of the barley.
Church bells they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Wishing me heart. top of an old packing crate. He has three wooden dolls that can dance and can sing, and he croons with a smile on his face.
Come day, go day, wishing me hard for Sunday, drinking buttermilk through the week, whiskey on a Sunday.
His tired old hands tug away at the strings, and the puppets they dance up and down. A far better show than you ever would see in the fanciest theatre in town. Dustbin were laid, his songs will be heard nevermore.
Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday, drinking buttermilk through the week, whiskey on a Sunday.
But some stormy night when you're passing that way, the wind's blowing up from the sea, still hear the song of old sad Davy as he croons to his dancing dolls three.
Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday, drinking buttermilk through the week, whiskey on a Sunday. Come day, go day, wishing me hard Sunday, drinking buttermilk through the week.
Long time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen.
Happy mornings, here's your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock, and I'd like to share with y'all a great opportunity to travel back in time to the legendary Irish Rovers. They're still touring across Canada and also making a special stop in Brockville, Ontario, just down the road here from Kingston. At the Brockville Arts Centre on March 5th, the doors open at 7:30 and the tickets are $60 plus taxes and fees, and it's going to be one night you won't want to miss. So get your tickets today at brockvilleartscentre.com. So come one, come all to the legendary Irish Rovers.
They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor back to our program, and this the second half of this three-part interview with none other than founding member of the Irish Rovers, George Miller. Now, during this visit, the second part of this visit, we talk about his tour coming up in Brockville, as well as a song that he wrote on the 50th anniversary of the Unicorn release. That was in 2017, and a classic titled, well, by today's standard, a classic, but it's called The Continuing Story, The Narwhal. With that, here once again is a very good friend of mine and a founding member of our beloved Irish Rovers band, the legendary George Miller.
So you're about to take go on the road for your 60th year in entertainment.
Yes.
What does that mean for you?
That means that I'm very bloody old, is what it means, Johnny.
We all are. We're not getting any younger, that's for sure.
No. It means that it's the band's changed, of course, and my brother Will retired about 30 years ago.
Yeah.
He sort of lost his voice and couldn't really sing anymore. So him and I are best of friends, and we talk all the time, and we see each other because he lives not too far from me.
Okay.
But he's now become a very, very good painter. He paints Irish scenes, and if anybody's interested, they can go on his webpage, which is just, I think, Will Miller. But he's a very good painter, and so when he retired, then, of course, we lost Jimmy. The good life took Jimmy, and he didn't want to change and try and be healthy, so he lived the life that he wanted to live, and he unfortunately passed away. That's right, and just lately, my cousin Joe has passed away. And,
oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. And so these things happen, so the band continually changes, but, you know, we always do the same type of songs that we've always done, so people are still going to get the same type of show. And like after 60 years, if we've learned anything, we've learned that it's a blessed life that we have. As I say on stage, we never really had to get a real job. We're doing something we love to do, and any man or woman that can say that they love their job, and well, they're blessed.
Exactly. For instance, talking to you and becoming a friend of yours, I'm living my dream that I always had as a child, and a person is truly blessed when they get to do that. Yes.
Well, absolutely they are, and when you're happy in your work, well, then you're happy in your life.
Exactly.
That's right. I mean, there's always ups and downs. I mean, in our case, I don't like to sound like I'm griping because I'm not, but I mean, the traveling is hard.
Yes.
When you get on stage, it's great. You have those 2 hours with the audience. It's a wonderful time. Well, many times after the show, you don't get to sleep until 1 o'clock in the morning. And sometimes you're getting up at 5:30 in the morning to catch a flight to the next city, or you're getting into a rental car and driving through the frost and the snow. It's not much of a hardship, but when you're doing it for every day for like 4.5 to 5 weeks, it can wear you down. And that's why when we're not on tour, I try to encourage the boys to, you know, what's your diet, what's your drinking, and because, you know, you still have to be in decent shape when you're doing it.
And I'll catch up to you eventually. Yes.
Well, every night you've got a different audience, and those people are paying exactly what the people the night before paid. So we have to do a good show every night, as far as I'm concerned. You have to be, as they say, on top of your game, because if you take it for granted, all of a sudden those audiences who were coming to see you are not going to come and see you. They're going to say, ah, no, they've given up. They don't care anymore. They're just going through the paces. Well, that's not what a band is supposed to do. Some bands do that, and I've seen it myself, and I said, oh, okay, I'm not going to go back and see them, because they're just living off their past glory, and they're not trying to do anything good or anything new. So you got to keep surging ahead and just keep doing different things, and not too different, mind. You don't want to scare people, but you have to keep getting new material and keep your exuberance. That's what you have to do, and enjoy it.
For sure, for sure.
If you don't enjoy it, the audience will be the first to realize that you're not enjoying it. So if you're not enjoying being on stage, you shouldn't be on stage.
Very true, George. Yes, I agree with you there, for sure. And even though it gets old at times, or pardon me, but obnoxious or whatever at times, it's still, they're paying for you to do that show, so you got to be up on your game. Exactly.
Absolutely. Yes. That's the whole secret, Johnny. It's like you on the radio. I'm sure maybe sometimes you got a bit of a cold or your throat is sore, but you still have to do a show because people are expecting it.
People are waiting for it. Exactly. Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
So tell us about the classic, Wasn't That a Party? I don't think I've ever asked you about that song.
Well, once again, it was an afterthought. We were doing a CD for, they were called Attic Records in Canada. They were a subsidiary, actually, of, they started, some of the workers from MCA, Decca Records, in Canada, started their own label called Attic Records. So we did about 4 or 5 albums for them. So on this one album, the very first one, we had about, once again, I think they had about 11 songs done. It sounds like an old story, but it's the same thing. And once again, the director, the producer, said to us, okay, we need one more song. What have you got in your bag of tricks, sort of thing? And he said, let's think. And I said, Tom Paxson wrote this song for us. He was with us on tour, and he came to one of our parties after the show and said, I have to write you boys a song. So he came up with this song, but it was sort of done like, once again, he sort of sang, talked it. It could have been the whiskey, and it sort of was a funny little thing, and we said, oh, thank you, that's great. And we didn't think much about it. We kept it in our repertoire. We didn't sing it on stage or anything, and it was there.
Yes.
So when he said, what else do you have? And we said, well, let me think, not much. And I said, oh, we do have this one song from Tom Paxton. Now, he's a very well-known American folk singer, and I said, you know, maybe we should try and do something with this. And Jack Richardson, his name was, because, okay, let me hear a bit of it. And once again, I sang a verse of this, and he said, okay, that he knew that I liked old rock and roll, and he says, all right, do it sort of as a Buddy Holly type of style, because he knew I liked Buddy Holly.
For sure.
So I went, the whiskey, and just, that's it. He said, let's put that down. So it was as simple as that, and we put it down on the record, and it sounded really good. We had this bass player who did a running bass like a Paul McCartney, like the Beatles would have done, and it really turned out well. And we said, "Boy, this could be something." Now it took on a new life as soon as we put a sort of a different beat behind it, and that's how Wasn't That a Party came about. And then that became a big hit as well. So we've been very lucky that way, and it was also very similar. It was the same director, the same producer. For the next album, which was the Christmas album, and once again, he said, okay, what have you got? He said, well, we heard this little funny song years ago, and we were driving through North Dakota one black night, one wintry night, and we heard this Patsy and Elmo, they were called, sing this thing about grandma getting run over. And he said, oh, I heard something like that. Let me see if I can find it for you. So he found it in his, he phoned somebody back in Toronto and said, I'm looking for a song. He had all these old songs, and they said, oh, yeah, I think we can find that. They sent it to us, and so from that, we learned Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, and then that became a big hit on the next CD as well. So, you know, I get people yelling up, and we'll be doing a big concert in July outside to thousands of people, and somebody will yell up, sing Grandma.
Yeah.
I say, no. No. But anyway, we'll do a little bit of it in January, in July. Just for the fun of it, we'll sing
Christmas in July, so there you go. Exactly.
That's right. So, you know, you never know where these songs are going to come from. They're, you know, sometimes you have a really good song and you record it and you're all excited as the record company and you think, oh, you know, this has a chance of getting some airplay. Well, sometimes, like, you get a song and you really try to push it, it dies a bad death. It just, it doesn't go anywhere.
True.
And other times, like The Unicorn, The Party, and Grandma, you didn't. We thought they were good little songs. We never, ever in 100 years thought that they were going to become the big hits that they became. So you can't predict it. You know, if you're the Beatles, maybe you could predict it because you know that everything they write is going to be a hit. But
yes.
Anybody else, you don't know.
You never know. For sure.
It's whatever the people. A certain song can catch on, and then they start playing it a lot on the radio. Or nowadays, of course, it's all with different formats.
But, yes.
You know, you just don't know. You can't predict it. If you could predict it, of course, you'd be worth more than
exactly.
Yeah.
So
that jerk down here that does the Tesla stuff. Him.
Yes, for sure. For sure. But we won't mention his name. I know his name, but we won't mention it.
I'm not talking politics today.
Exactly. That's right. Politics. That's why you're on the show, because I want to drift people away from that stuff. Exactly.
I agree 100%.
So tell us about the Narwhal as well, if you would. That was a song that more or less is modern Unicorn.
Yes, it was. I have a lot of, especially like Sunday school teachers and young parents who used to come to our show when they were 6 years old, but we're now their parents and they've got little kids. And I've heard it more than once from some of these young mothers saying, you know what, we love that Unicorn song and my kids love it. It's so sad, isn't it?
Yes.
And I said, it is. Sort of. And then I read this article. I don't know where I read it. It might have been a children's writer. And what the myth was is what the unicorns, God didn't want that to happen at all. He didn't mean for them to perish in the flood. So he made it into narwhals. And they were able to swim away, and that's where the idea for the song came from. Because if you look at a narwhal, it's got a great long horn on its head.
Well, it's a modern-day unicorn, exactly, of the sea. Yes.
Well, that's what they're called, the unicorns of the sea. And I remember reading all about these things and seeing them up in the Arctic, and I thought, wow, that might be an idea. So I wrote the song from that idea, and that's where that came from, the narwhal, about swimming free and it's the new unicorn. So.
I see.
And people seem to like it. They were saying, oh, good, the unicorn survived and it lives on enough today.
Exactly.
And I said, yes.
It just learned how to swim, that was all. Exactly.
That's right. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
sailed away forevermore. But have you heard the tale how they changed and swam away? And they're splishing and splashing to this day. It rained 40 days, it rained 40 nights, till the waters covered everything in sight. The unicorns were frightened and crying out in vain, heaven help us from the pouring rain.
Swimming free, swimming fancy free, swimming free, swimming free in mystic revelry. Swimming free, majestic as can be. The narwhal is the rarest in the deep blue sea.
Said, oh Lord, it grieves me heart full sore. They were playing and they wouldn't come on board.
Swimming free, swimming fancy free, swimming free, swimming free in mystic revelry. Swimming free, majestic as can be. The narwhal is the rarest in the deep blue sea.
Unicorns and heard their plaintive cries, saying I can't bear to leave them there to die. So here's what I'll do, for this wasn't meant to be. I will make their new command the deep blue sea.
Swimming free, swimming fancy free, swimming free, swimming free in mystic revelry. Swimming free, majestic as can be. The narwhal is the rarest in the deep blue sea.
Howdy y'all, this here is your old host with the most, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to tell y'all about the upcoming 10th anniversary of the South Granville Bluegrass Festival happening from August 7th to the 10th, 2025, this coming summer. The headliners include, but are not limited to, some of the top bluegrass musicians of today, including much beloved Queen of Bluegrass, Rhonda Vincent, as well as Larry Stevenson Band, Larry Efaw, along with many more. Tickets can be purchased for the weekend for $110 in advance. That's before July 13th. Also, day passes are available, and it's going to be a great weekend had by all. For more information, contact Kim Wallace at 613-883-3126 or by visiting southgranvillebluegrassfestival.ca.
You were the one, but that was just we had.
Now, friends, for a long time I have always asked for requests to be sent to the Wayback Country at cfrc.ca email. Now, we have been playing a little bit of requests here and there, but for my good friend in upstate New York, in Carthage, New York, Jimmy Rogers, it's going to be a song that is going out in loving memory of his best friend and brother like no other, Dan Tremblay, whose birthday would have been February the 17th. So in memory of him, it's going to be a classic by none other than Jim Reeves and Danny Boy. Now, this song he asked me to play, a remembrance type song, and what better song to remember somebody by but than an Irish classic titled Danny Boy. Now, this song has been done by many, many artists over the years, including our own Tom Wilson of Brockville, but I would like to pay tribute to Danny Tremblay today, a dear friend of Jimmy Rogers, with gentleman Jim Reeves. I know Jimmy Rogers is a big fan of, so with that, we'll be back following this. Send us into the third and final hour at 10 o'clock. Good morning, friends, and welcome in.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the inside. The summer's gone and all the flowers dying. It's you must go and I must buy. But come ye back when summer's meadow, or when the valley's there are white with snow. It's
yes, friends, once before we send us into the third and final hour of this morning's program, I would like to remember one of my true heroes of country music who celebrated or would have celebrated his 93rd birthday this week on Wednesday, the 26th of February. That is, of course, the man in black, Johnny Cash. Now, to me, Johnny wrote and recorded one of the most beautiful of all Irish country ballads, having wrote it in 1959 on his first trip to Ireland. With that, I'd like to play in memory of a man who I have great respect for and is a true country music icon in so many ways, the man in black, and a classic called 40 Shades of Green. Also, this is going out to all our friends in Ireland. Welcome in, friends. We'll be back following this. Send us into the third and final hour.
I close my eyes and picture
the emerald of the sea, from the fishing boats that dingle to the shores of Dunedee. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows with their 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers drain the bogs and spade the turf, to see again the thatching of the straw the women glean. I'd walk from Cork to Larne to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the second hour here at Wayback Sunday. And as we pay tribute to two more great gospel favorites out of the archives of country Irish music, there were two legends of country music that did more for Irish music than a lot of others did. They include, of course, the legendary Slim Whitman of Florida, and another Florida boy, that is, of course, Hank Laughlin. So let's first of all remember Slim Whitman and a gospel favorite titled Face to Face. Then we'll send us into the very top of the third and final hour with none other than Hank Laughlin, the Irish country tenor, and a classic titled 50 Miles of Elbow Room. With that, here's our tribute to some more great gospel music here on Wayback Sundays with Johnny.
Face to face with Christ my Savior, face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold Him, Jesus Christ, who died for me. Face to face I shall behold Him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by. Only faintly now I see Him, the darkening veil between. But a blessed day is coming when His glory shall be seen. Face sky. Face to face, then all is glory. I shall see him by and by. Face to face, oh blissful moment. Face to face, to see and know. Face to face with my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who loves me so. Face to face I shall behold him far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory I shall see him by and by. Face to face in all his glory I shall see him by.
Its length and breadth, that four-square city stands. Its gems set walls of jasper shines, not made with human hands. 100 miles, its gates are wide in that great city fair, with 50 miles of elbow room on either side to spare.
When the gates sweep wide on the other side, just beyond the sunset sea, every room to spare as we enter there. Room for you and room for me. For the gates are wide on the other side, where the flowers ever bloom. On the right hand, on the left hand, 50 miles of elbow room.
That four-square city I shall see when done with toil and time. Sometimes it seems I almost hear the bells of glory chime. This will be mine when I shall pass into that city fair, with 50 miles of elbow room on either side to spare.
When the gates sweep wide on the other side, just beyond the sunset sea, and the room to spare as we enter there, room for you and room for me. For the gates are wide on the other side, where the flowers ever bloom. On the right hand, on the left hand, 50 miles of elbow.
Sometimes I'm cramped and crowded here and long for elbow room. I long to reach some altitude where fair old flowers bloom. This will be mine when I shall pass through yonder gate so fair, with 50 miles of elbow room on either side to spare.
When the gates swing wide on the other side, just beyond the sunset sea, every room to spare as we enter there. Room for you and room.
Time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen.
Hello there, this is George Miller of the Irish Rovers, and you're listening to Johnny Woodlock on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Keep listening. Yoo!
You're never going to see no unicorn.
Oshawa Rocks, Doggone.